Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, now it's time to pick Blog of the Week, as we always do. Issues Etc. Blog of the Week is a little tiny feature that falls at the end of every Friday first hour, where we read through blogs and then both Jeff and I pick our Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. If you would like us to read your blog, I know so many of you write them, then you need to have the Issues Etc. widget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll find the widget there at the bottom of that page. Put it on your blog. We have instructions on how to do so. Then email us, please. talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that you have the widget on your blog. We'll start reading it, and we'll start considering it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
Okay, I'm paraphrasing. My pick is God With Us by Pastor Paul Wolfe. It's a blog post titled The Friendly Church Versus the Loving Church. One extremely common truism in American Christianity is that in order for your church to grow, the members must be friendly to visitors. This is at best a half-truth, but as we know, a half-truth is a whole lie. What I mean by the friendly church is the one that seeks to attract members primarily through their friendliness and not through the Word of God alone. This is how a church should act. This is how a social club. This is not how a church should act. This is how a social club acts. Holy Scripture never says that we must be friendly above all other considerations. In fact, James shows that friendship with the world is hatred towards God. It is no wonder that churches are abandoning their doctrines in order to gain members. They have chosen to be friends with the world rather than followers of Christ. Yes, your social club, church, may grow, but when you seek to gain members by being friendly, you don't get Christ's disciples. You get social climbers. The tyranny of filling your church with social climbers is that in order for the institution to continue, you must continually keep the social butterflies happy, because the minute they aren't happy, they fly off to some other social club more willing to be able to slavishly indulge their fleshly desires. In this way, the social club, church, turns their members into idols and spends too much time serving their desires and too little time serving Christ. For the sake of friendship with the world, many churches would rather be social clubs than call sinners to repentance in order to save their souls. My pick for Blog of the Week, God With Us by Pastor Paul Wolfe.
That's a great one. That's great. Mine's just a picture with a very clever caption. It comes from the Mockingbird blog. I do recommend this blog. It's very interesting, kind of eclectic theological blog. It's simply, the post is simply called Count It All Joy, and it's a picture, a rather famous, I believe, woodcut picture or drawing of martyrs in the Colosseum. The lion has just been released, and one of them stands adamant, apparently praying to God. I think it may well be a picture of the martyrdom of Polycarp or something like that, a familiar picture. And at the bottom, it says, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You can see it for yourself. I'll post both Jeff's pick and my pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Look under Listen on Demand. When we come back, Dr. Ken Sherb is going to join us to take us into a very deep subject, the Holy Trinity. You say, where do you begin? Well, Scripture has a lot to say about the Holy Trinity. I mentioned a moment ago the Great Commission, where Jesus sends his church and his pastors to make disciples by baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But the best way to unpack the Holy Trinity is to, again, stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before us. And for this, we go back many centuries to a lengthy, and rather detailed creed called the Athanasian Creed. If you listen carefully on Sunday morning, your congregation may, in fact, be reciting this long creed about the Trinity and also about the two natures in Christ. Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest. And then, as usual, on Friday's Issues, etc., We'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The soundbites are there at our website, issuesetc.org, for you to listen to. And then we want your votes in the second hour in about 25 minutes. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Leave your vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.